Hello, everyone. Welcome. I am Linda Torres, and I am your host here on Angels Are Near Us on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you love the angels and you love the angels' wisdom, this is the show to listen to. My sincere intention is always bringing you loving messages and information about the angels. So now let us invite all the holy angels and the archangels and the beings of light to be with us. Please bring us your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround each and every one of us at this time. We thank you, God and angels, and so it is. Okay, well, tonight we have a special guest. She's a wonderful expert on intuition. She's a dear friend, and her name is Bev Martin. She's a spiritual coach. She is a master practitioner in NLP, and of course, the expert on topic of intuition, which we will be talking about tonight, her intuitive wisdom. So Bev supports all of us to explore, you know, our personal connection with inner wisdom and the promptings of our soul. She specializes in listening to the soul, creative thinking, problem solving, and limitless possibilities. So Bev is a gifted intuitive. And as you will see when we talk to her, there's so much wisdom. I don't want to say a lot about Bev because here in the program you will hear her and listen to her. She has wonderful life experiences. She grew up in South Africa, so that'll be so interesting and enjoyable to listen to. If you want to know more about Bev, you could visit her website, which is www.bevmartin.com. That's BEVMARTIN.com. So without further delay, let me welcome Bev. Hi, Bev.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much. This is so much fun.
It is fun. You know that you have been on the show once, I believe. And when I started looking at my notes, this was in 2009. Could you believe this?
I can't believe it.
I was just starting on BBS, and I think you were one of my first guests.
And look at you. Your show's been, you know, listened to by people all around the world, and you're doing so beautifully, offering this gift of wisdom to people who listen to you. So,
oh, thank you. No, so that's why we have wonderful guests like you, my dear friend. So anyway, it's just like incredible, the intuition that you have been born with, Bev, because I have been attending your classes. You know, you have such wisdom. So, you know, just tell our listeners, because I know everybody wants to know about intuition these days, and in these times it's so important. And, you know, like you mentioned, listening to the soul, mm-hmm. listening deeply, why is that so important?
Well, really, you know, in our everyday life, there is so much input. There's so much to listen to. There's a lot of noise going on in the outer world. And the ability to calm and really just listen to ourselves mm-hmm. at a deep level and then connect to the divine. My sense of that is that's what helps keep our compass on track, to know where we're going, who we are, and to find our gifts. You know, if we are going to try and find the purpose of our life and the gift of our being in the outer world, mm-hmm. boy, I think that'll take a lot of doing because there's just so much external noise.
There's so much things going on around us. Mm. So, you've given classes, I know, in this class that's called Listening Up, right?
Listening Up.
Listening Up is how do you teach people to do this?
Well, you know, one of my premises, and I'm not sure how many people might agree with me, but I have often heard people almost envious, you know, to say, oh, you're so lucky that you can listen to the divine. And while I certainly believe that we can be given the gift of that opportunity, mm-hmm. it's also a skill. And it's like anything that we give our attention and we practice and we actually focus on. And so I love to teach just the skill of listening, the skill of listening to your intuition, of going to the inside, to your own creativity, imagination, and spirit, because we are spiritual beings, you know, housed in a physical body, and we
we might forget, you know. And of course, our bodies are great at reminding us, hey, I need food. Hey, I need a walk. I need water. But it's too easy to forget that our spirits need nourishment too. And so the intuition class really focuses on how to nourish the spirit, how to really listen and to know the difference between listening to our own fear or concern and, you know, what it sounds like when spirit, our own spirit and that which is spirit comes clearly and unmistakably to us. And so I love to teach how to listen to that. And also often I'm asked, what's the difference between my intuition and imagination? How can I tell, you know, which is which? And one of the things that I do when I teach is say, you actually really need your imagination. So we don't try and move it away or say, oh, we're not having any of that. Really, imagination is one of our spiritual gifts, and it's how we make the bridge between listening to that deep, deep, wise self and our spirit. So we play, we laugh, before the class, people get a little questionnaire that says, you know, what are you doing already? What's working well? And where do you need help? So we start out already with an idea of what each person who's coming into the workshop is looking for. And then, of course, I use guidance as well, tailoring it so that each person comes away with something that they need.
I'm so glad that you mentioned about imagination, because exactly, a lot of people do say that. I have heard that also with the angels, because, you know, I love the communication with the angels, as you may know, but they say, you know, what am I imagining, you know, hearing this or feeling this?
Yes.
And correct, right? It's like you have to really tune in.
Yes.
So, Bev, how would you... I talk with my clients, or I talk about the angels, like we need to raise our vibration. Would you say that would be the nourishing part?
It's actually the prerequisite. So it is nourishing. Like having a raised vibration is just a wonderful way to live. Mm-hmm. And it's also the prerequisite for really using one's intuition. And so it's paradoxical because, you know, when I see clients usually, oftentimes are having a tough time. And so it seems strange to say, in order to really connect with your highest self, you need to be uplifted. When often they're coming to me saying, well, I'm needing help because I'm not uplifted, you know. So we feel like when things are going smoothly, then I will be uplifted. Where actually we really need to have the practice and the process of uplifting our souls and our spirits, no matter what's going on in the day-to-day world. And that's a challenge. And yet once one has lived in that vibration, you know, a high vibration, there is a sense to, like, we are more able to listen to what we really need to listen to from there. It's as if we're resonating with our spirit. So I'm with you all the way. And in your work with angels, you're really called to a very high frequency and vibration in order to tune in.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
I feel it, and I feel so inspired. And like you say, I started imagining the angels maybe as a child. I started imagining, yes, maybe, you know, these angels do something else than be these statues in a church or some kind of temple where I used to attend. You know, maybe they do something else. But, you know, going back to your classes I attended, and just so our listeners know, this wonderful intuition class with Bev's, I think once or twice, but I remember you were talking about the good vibrations.
Yes.
And it's like, be aware of the energy, right? Because don't you believe that there's so much energy around us, but how about other people's energy?
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing, is we're affecting each other all the time, and we're not separate. That's one mistake that we make, perhaps especially in the West, is that we think of ourselves as independent, separate people from each other. Our spirits, you know, we're really very connected and we're impacted by each other. Mm-hmm. So when someone of a high vibration walks into a room, really the whole room can become uplifted. And each one of us has experienced this one way or another. We might be feeling a certain way and then become exposed to someone. And nowadays it could be, you know, on the radio, on a podcast, on TV even, you know, where we get exposed to that feeling of upliftment and clarity and vibration in another person, and we are uplifted as a result. So I think of it too as a kind of a psychic defense, that if you're any situation that you're going into, you want to be at a level of vibration that you're either contributing to it or being uplifted by, you know, going even more uplifted. So if you think about how you feel when you walk into a beautiful cathedral, or to, you know, I think of the redwoods in California, the beautiful trees, any place that has a high vibration, we're affected by it and we're lifted by it. Of course, the opposite is also true. So if your vibration isn't strong, you can be, you know, we can be impacted by a denser feeling or negative feeling. And it's hard to talk about this without making it sound like good and bad, negative and positive.
Yes.
Really, you know, the right words are sort of higher and lower. And of course, you know, words have their own meaning. But the higher our own vibration can be, the safer we are really, really psychically, is that you're intuitively available. You're tuning into a radio station in a way that is at a frequency and a vibration that is supportive of you and helpful. And that's when intuition can be so, so clear. We're being very deliberate about, if I'm going to be open and perceiving that which is around me, I want to be mindful about, you know, which radio station it's going to be. So that we're not, you know, sometimes I will hear people say, I just want to be more open. I'll go in now. Hang on. Open to what?
Yeah.
You know, and vibration, the discipline, frankly, it takes a bit of work to keep one's vibration up and clear and clean. The discipline that it takes in order to do that, the reward is this raised vibration, this ability to be clear, feel clear, and be uplifted. And in many ways, we kind of become oblivious in some way to some of those heavier, denser aspects, not of life, because we still have to live our lives, but those heavier, denser aspects sort of go below our radar, so to speak. You know, if we're using our intention to say, this is the vibration at which I choose to resonate. And it's really well worth doing that, and takes a bit of doing.
Well, I understand. I mean, I perfectly understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is, you know, difficult. I'm not going to say difficult. You know, I don't like to use those words anymore.
Right.
No, it's like we've been talking, we've been listening a lot to Law of Attraction.
Yes.
And, you know, how you and I have talked about this, how important our words, how important our actions, because that does take you to a different level of frequency, of vibration.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to music that uplifts you, well, you're in a different mood, you feel better, you feel happier. And it is important, the words that you use. So in a way, I see it sometimes, it's a challenge, it's our contrast in life that we have to go through, right, Bev? But like you're saying, could we find that center? I know that I use prayer, and I say, you know, let's pray with God and the angels. Let's invite them, like I just invited them right now to the show. And let's meditate. How about meditation?
Yes.
I know that you have wonderful meditations also.
Oh, well, anything that helps us turn towards the deep self, you know, a meditation, a walk, you know, that prayer can be, and it's one of the things I love about prayer, is it can be as simple as thank you. You know, that can be a heartfelt, fully fledged prayer. Thank you, help, you know, any of those just sincere communications can be all that a prayer need to be, that we don't need any particular fancy words. But the same with meditation, you know, anything that takes us inward is helpful. And for me, one of the things I love to help people with too is when we go inward and turn towards the deep self and quiet that busy, busy mind, you know. What I love to help people recognize is that when we get more and more clear on what our own perceptions are, like, what am I perceiving? What am I aware of?
Yeah.
And then to respect it.
Wow.
You know, and that's part of imagination as well, to say, like, you know, we don't just say, oh, it's just my imagination, but we say, you know,
through my imagination, I'm becoming aware of this or that, or because there's a difference between fantasy and imagination. And divine imagination, I really think, is a gift of the soul. And meditation, anything that requires us really to manage the mind. Meditation is not for sissies. And I'd be the last person to say I'm an expert on really, really doing. I love the guided ones. It's a bit like training wheels on a tricycle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love guided meditations because it helps me with that thinking. I admire people who can really manage their mind and their thinking and do, you know, silent retreats for days on end and things like that. It's worth doing.
It's worth doing. And like you're saying, 5 or 10 minutes, even if it's guided, because I do several guided meditations, but I try to do it now, you know, by myself, I mean, with the angels, but you call in your spirit guides or the angels, the masters, and you sit at least 5 minutes. And it is difficult, you know, to maybe just focus on nothing, because our mind is going everywhere. But, you know, I try to say, you know, I look at a color, or I imagine an angel, or I call one of the angels or my guardian angels, and I try to visualize them. And so it's just a practice. I'm just saying this so people can practice. And if our listeners want to know more about meditation, it's just starting, you know, with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're not experts. We're not perfect in it as well. But we're learning, you know, we're learning. And like you say, it just takes you to a place of intuition.
Yes.
The one more question before we go on break. I wanted to ask you. So you believe that, as I believe, everyone has intuition, because people say no, they doubt what they're feeling or they doubt what they're hearing or listening to. You know, it's that inner wisdom that you doubt.
I absolutely believe that each one of us has it. And I love teaching, too, about male intuition. And people look at me very surprised because we don't hear those two things together very often, male intuition. Well, the male brain is very intuitive. It's different than the way we might do it with the female brain. And so I absolutely believe that everyone has intuition, whether they call it that or not.
Decipher the difference? Is it more mental?
Between the male brain and the female?
The male and the female?
Yeah. Well, apparently, and I wish I knew this for sure in terms of brain science, but my understanding is that in the female intuition, our center of intuition in the brain is right near the place for speech. And so we can talk about our hunches. We can say, oh, it feels like, and we can express ourselves verbally, you know, about what's coming to us intuitively. And my understanding is that male intuition, and if we think of it in times of war or times when men really have to be very present, it's connected to action. And so a person, let's say in a military situation or something, may just feel like I need to, you know, jump up or move or lie flat on the ground or take some action. And they may never say, my intuition told me. They'll just say, I just knew I had to do such, or I don't know why I got up and did that or moved when I did. Or so often it's just connected to action rather than processing it as clearly, you know, through speech. And it's just as intuitive.
It is.
Of course, children, I think children who haven't been taught not to be intuitive are fully available to their spirits.
Oh, of course. You notice how the children exactly have this spontaneous, instantaneous answer, response. They know things.
Yes.
Well, I know they are able to see spirits and angels, and when they call, you know, their imaginary friends.
Yes.
Imaginary
friend?
I had several, but I didn't see them. I felt them.
Because
I'm more empathetic. I feel things.
Yes.
And I would feel something around me. And I knew that someone was around me, but they were my friends, they accompany wherever I go. Later, I just became believing they were my guardian angels.
Indeed.
Did you have friends?
I did. And I remember so clearly, my first one was Esmeralda. Esmeralda with green eyes and black hair. And apparently, at early life, I would get a bowl of cereal and there had to be one for Esmeralda too.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
But let's take a little break, and we'll come back more in conversation with Bev Martin, our wonderful spiritual coach and intuitive. So if you want to call in, I will give angel messages. If you want to ask a question about the conversation we've been having with Bev, you are welcome to do so. The number is on the main page of BBS Radio, but I will give you the toll-free, which is 1-888-627-6008. And we will return in just a few seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And our wonderful guest is Bev Martin, and she's talking about intuitive wisdom. So, Bev, we were talking about everyone being gifted intuitives. Of course, we develop it, and that's why we take classes with you.
Thanks.
By the way, let me give out that website, which is www.bevmartin.com. And you have all your information there, right, on classes? And
Yes. Yeah. Next one's coming up on December 7th.
Oh, great. Is that the listening up? Or
listening
that...
up.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, because I know that you grew up in South Africa.
Yes.
And you have wonderful stories. Tell us about.
Well, you know, There's so much. And one of the reasons I think I was so fortunate to develop my intuition unhampered in a way was because there was no television in the country until I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, kids grew up the way, you know, perhaps people in this country might have think of a much earlier time. But, you know, we would lay on the grass and look at the clouds. We would, you know, and when I tell my teenage daughter now, that sounds terrible. She's like, oh, no. You poor deprived thing.
My poor mother, the life that she led.
No TV, really? And yet, I think, you know, that ability to really just exercise one's intuition and imagination, I feel like yes. Puts me in very good stead for this work. Wow. Not that I ever thought, you know, not that I like intentionally decided at a certain stage that I was going to be a professional intuitive. Mm-hmm. As you know, with your work, sometimes you get called. It's it wasn't on career day. Oh, I think I'll be a professional intuitive.
Exactly, exactly.
But I think my life growing up in South Africa, being so open to imagination, also being quite empathic, I grew up at a very difficult time politically. I was right in the middle of the apartheid years. So I was very aware of, you know, information or feeling at a feeling level that might not always have tied up with what I was being told on the outside. And so that was, you know, as I look back on it now as an adult, I can look back and go, you know, that's when I learned to go, there's one set of information over here and there's another whole set of information in my gut, you know, and which will I listen to, you know? And certainly as a young child, that may have been challenging. I didn't always know which was the most accurate. And that came over time. And that's one of the things I love to teach is first, you know, be really clear, listen to the body, listen to your imagination, listen to intuition.
Yes.
And then respect your own perception. And what I have noticed over the years of doing this work professionally is that people tend to respect their intuition when it's telling them something hard. So if it's a hard thing, you know, or someone's being really hard on themselves, they tend to say, well, that must be intuition. And they're not as able to see that most often the intuitive gift, the inner wisdom, is so loving and so gentle and so kind, so that when something comes to them that is gentle and kind and allowing, they doubt it.
Yes, that's so true.
It's like, this can't be right. You know, if it's challenging or difficult, then that must be the thing. So trusting when one's really respecting one's perceptions really is the journey. And part of it too is, if we just try and just be generally open, there can be too much input. So one of the things I love to teach is how to ask the right question.
Yes.
And really, you know, a question, I think questions are wonderful. I use them in my intuitive work. I use questions in my coaching, and I use it with myself, because a question is a way to really focus, to laser focus on what we really want to know. And when we ask the right question, or we narrow the question down, the answer is almost in it. And, you know, that can be helpful too. And so I think part of that was contrast for me growing up in South Africa, that I would ask questions that were possibly not the right question, but I would know that I had stumbled onto something if people got uncomfortable. You know, people would be like, oh, you can't ask that. It's like, well, wait a minute, there's something here. So I think that early upbringing in a very contrasty way was actually very helpful.
I love that because growing up, and as we were talking, children, you know, or younger people are naturally tuned in and connected to that God source, right? The God source energy. So that's when you say, this feels good. And, you know, angels and spirit have just good humor. I mean, when the angels always connect with me, they're in a good mood most of the time, always. So it's like they never say anything offensive, or they say it in a very subtle way, or in a very bold way, but straightforward, but kind, right?
And kind and loving and clear and sometimes hilarious.
Sometimes hilarious.
Hilarious.
That is so true. That is so true. Tell us about, I know that you met a shaman, or you studied shaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, I was very fortunate to meet, he's called the wisdom keeper of the Zulu people, and his name's Credo Mutwa. And I do not know what age he is chronologically, but I met him about 30 years ago, and every time I saw him, he told me he was soon to be leaving the planet. And I'm sure, you know, he's still alive and well. And it was wishful thinking on his part. He'd had a very difficult life. And his wife died many years ago. And so he was always telling me, you know, I'm not going to see you again. I'm out of here. But he's still going strong. And very wise, very, very interesting man. And I had taken a group of people to see him, drive up to the village and go out in the boonies way beyond. And this was many years ago. And we sat in a hut, and, you know, imagine you're in Africa and there's chickens outside and we're sitting in the hut. And he is just so perceptive, very powerful. If you imagine, he's about 350 pounds of man with horns on his head. And very intimidating, you know, he can be really very intimidating and loving at the same time. And we sat in the hut, and right in the middle were some drums, but far away, nobody could reach them. They were right in the middle. And the drum sounded, boom, boom. And I remember thinking, oh gosh, I hope it's not a rat or a mouse, because there was like corn hanging, and I'm at that time was very phobic about rats and mice. I'm over it, but at that time, and I thought, oh, I hope it's not a rat. And he looked at me and he said, no, it's not a rat. I was like, oh, you know. And he said, somebody here is not using her gifts.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he gave us a big lecture about that, our gifts, which this is something I hold true to this day, because I learned it in such an unmistakable way from him. Uh-huh. Our gifts do not make us special. They make us responsible. They are They are tools for a job to do.
Yes.
And I really appreciated the way that he said that. He said, you know, you've got to use your gifts and share them with the world. This is not a special thing that you keep for a special occasion. You work with this.
Yes, it's the service that you provide.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so when a 350-pound man with horns on his head tells you this, you tend to listen.
Of course. Of course. So then from there on, did you begin to listen? Or
I did, and I also, you know, through other, you know, how life works in the most wonderful ways, I had also found some wonderful teachers. Mm-hmm. And I was so drawn to healing. I wanted to work in the healing sanctuary. And I joined a spiritual fellowship in Johannesburg and absolutely loved it. Talk about nourishment. It was such nourishment for me. Mm-hmm. And I was very drawn to work in the healing sanctuary. And what I liked about that is that you could just stand next to the people who were being healed and just provide healing all nice and quietly. But every time I did that, I kept getting messages for people. And I would say to my teacher, you know, do I say them? And she'd say, oh, yes. And she'd say, Bev, you're a medium. You need to stand up front and give the messages. And I'm like, oh, no. I just stand here quietly with the healing. But it just kept happening that, you know, fully formed messages would come through. And so in a lovely way, you know, spirit really helps us get prepared for our gift. And that was one of them, was just getting used to being able to just sit with a person and be really present and allow that intuition, that inspiration to come through, as you do with your angel work. And it takes a certain amount of courage. Mm-hmm. to I know. And you know, you've done readings for my mom, and mm-hmm. I know the courage it takes to sit with a person with your heart open. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, open your mouth to speak without really knowing what on earth, you know, will I have the words to say? And then realizing every single time that the right words are given you.
Yes.
Isn't that remarkable?
It's remarkable. It's. I still am amazed.
Yeah.
I still am amazed because, and when people say, oh my God, you were so right on. How did you say that?
Right.
I turn around and said, I really don't know.
We don't know. And it's true.
Really don't know. It's true. It's like, this came through, I gave you the message, and tomorrow I don't think I'm going to remember, and I usually don't, and I'm sure you don't. You can't remember everything that comes to you. And the angels have told me that they do that on purposely, because yes. We cannot hold on to all this information and energy that is for other beings.
Right.
So we are only that channel. Like you're saying, you're the medium. So it comes through you, and you're going to give it out there, and you're going to put it out there, and it's now in their hands. You are just the channel.
Just let it go. Exactly. And there's a great freedom in that.
There is a great freedom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Part of it, too, is, you know, if I look back, and when I designed my intuition class, I looked back and went, like, what did I learn? And why did I learn that? And how is that helpful as I decided what to include in the class? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the skills is, like, being able to not know. You know, when you're open to your intuition, you have this whole source of divine knowledge that comes. But in order to be open to it, you need to be able to be comfortable with not knowing, to be in that place of, I don't know. You know, paradoxically, I think the choreographer, Twyla Tharp, she wrote a fabulous book about creativity. She calls it dancing in the dark. And I, because I love light, I think of it more as, you know, having your eyes closed in the light. But that ability to say, I know I'm standing in the light, my heart is open, that something greater has us in its hands. And I don't know with my brain what would maybe be comforting at certain level to know, but I know with my heart. So that willingness to not know, I think, is part of the territory.
That is... I was just reading something this morning. I like to take my Archangel cards out. And my card was from Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, trust and believe. And so very powerful, because exactly, there's times where you're not trusting. But I just wanted to put an example tonight in most of my shows recently. I just started doing that, Bev. I just started trying to trust that the angels are going to give me the knowledge that I need. I don't have to prepare so much for a show like tonight because I knew you were going to be on. And, you know, I knew that they are guiding us toward what yes. is it that we need to express. And I have learned that that's part of the gift and part of the responsibility.
Yes.
That, you know, we are going to talk about what is the angels and the spirit guides telling us to talk about and how could we express it and let others understand and radiate that high uplifted energy
yes.
that needs to go out there.
That's right.
I love that you mentioned that. So going back to intuition, when you were saying about, you know, connecting and trusting what you're going to say, can you tell the difference? Because I think we have talked about this before. When you do an intuitive session or consultation, that there's a difference that we have to consider. I think you said this about spiritual direction to make a difference. That this is not fortune telling. That's what I want
yes.
to say, right?
Yes. You know, and over the years, I keep trying to find more and more ways to make that clear. Mm-hmm. I think that, and you know, I live in a human body too. I think that there's an attraction at times to intuition because people think you're going to get all the answers on the quiz and not have to live life, you know. And so true intuition is really telling us about where we are right now, you know, kind of at the mall where it says you are here.
Yeah.
You're getting a really rich download of this is where I am and this is who I am. Those are the two things we really, really need to know, who we are and where we are. And over the years, I've noticed like the difference of feeling in my body too when I'm asked or when I even wish I knew for myself, you know, something that's got more to do with a fortune-telling thing. It's more like, how's this going to turn out? Well, that's not really for us to know. It's more our question is, how do I respond? What's my intention in this moment? What's the best that I can bring to this? And it's got a very different feeling when it's kind of like, you know, do you have the quiz? What are the answers? How can I skip an experience and just come through it unscathed, which really is not the purpose of intuition. Intuition is to guide us to the experiences we're meant to have and help us as we experience them to grow spiritually, to become wiser, to become more joyful. But it's never meant for us to sort of skip the experiences and miss life. That would really not be the point at all. So I get really, I'm trying to be clearer about the difference because it's not always easy to describe. Because, of course, what happens when I've just told someone this is not fortune telling, a great piece of information will come that may certainly turn out to be accurate as they walk a certain path.
Yes.
But the intention, when we ask the right question, you know, what could my attitude be about this, helps orient us or point us in a certain direction, which can certainly make the flow of life smoother and more easy. But when we ask a question that tries to skip the homework, that's really not what it's all about.
Well, no, just what's coming to my mind right now, the angels say it's about the journey.
Yes.
Because, like, and you have said, you know, we are participating in our life. Like, you are the participant, and we have to be thoughtful about the best path we're going to take because we also have free will.
Yes.
So you, Bev, cannot say, you know, right now the divine says you need to do this and you need to go buy the lottery ticket or whatever.
Right.
It's not that. It's not that easy. It's not like, yeah, tomorrow you're going to be just wonderfully happy.
Right.
When you buy that ticket. It's not that. It's the journey, the pathway, the way you're going to get there maybe. You know, you're going to take the bus, you're going to take the car.
Exactly.
You're going to take the wonderful cruise.
Yes.
So it's it just reminds me of that you're so right, you know. And it's hard to describe, right? It's hard to explain.
Yes. And I certainly can't blame anyone who just wants to, you know, when times are tough and, you know, even being intuitives and professional intuitives doesn't mean that, you know, there's times that we're really, you know, on our knees too. And I certainly can't blame someone who's on their knees saying, boy, if I could just be sure that this will work out. And that is where trust comes in. And sometimes, you know, I would add to your words, I love when you say trust and believe. Mm-hmm. I would even add surrender.
Mm-hmm.
That at times we do need to say, you know, I cannot see, I cannot see for sure that everything's going to turn out just right. And I'm just going to trust that something greater than me has got the map and the blueprint and the plan, you know. And that, again, is that place of dancing in the dark sometimes. We don't always know, but we become much more clear when we do trust and are very clear in what we trust. You know, what is it that we're trusting in?
What is it that we're trusting in? That's very powerful. So let's take a short break again. Maybe we will have callers. If not, we will continue our conversation with Bev Martin, our guest tonight on Angels Are Near Us. The number to call in if you like is 1-888-627-6008. And we will return in about 60 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Okay, we are back, and this is Angels Are Near Us show tonight with Bev Martin, our wonderful spiritual intuitive. So, Bev, we're talking about so many things. I was so excited because I'm laughing because on the break we both wrote something on the screen. I'm laughing because the angels are just making me laugh right now. We have Skype, so we could see what we're writing on the screen. And at the same moment, before the break, I started to write, "You are so good, Bev." And Bev had already written, she says, "You are so good, Linda."
The exact same minute. So far.
The exact same minute. It was at 8:45. Okay. So that was just our little angels, you know, making us laugh. They're good humor. But I'm glad that we're both on the same page, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess that was my clue from the angels. I'm just going to give a little paragraph that they told me that they wanted me to follow. So that's the clue where they said, okay, now bring us in right now.
There you go.
So I'll just talk about this and we'll go back to our conversation, Bev, since we don't have callers at this time. I want everyone to know that you know, when I receive these messages, I like to write them out and tell everyone. But Archangel Michael came out very strongly today, as well as Archangel Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is the archangel who is the messenger of God, and he always brings, you know, wonderful messages. And he was bringing this message this morning where he was insisting that we try to release old memories that are really ingrained, our habits, our mental patterns. And this is really great because that lowers our vibration. It's not great. It's great that the message came through because that is what lowers our vibration. We don't release old things that are not purposeful in our life anymore, you know, as relationships, that we have to forgive, that we don't have resentment. All these things could lower our vibration. And like Bibbs was saying, we have to be in a more uplifted vibration. And Archangel Gabriel said that when you bring this order and this discipline into your life, everything runs smoothly. That's exactly what the message said. And so you can also call on Archangel Michael to bring this clarity and joy. And you can call on the other archangels to bring joy. They are completely saying that, you know, the energies are shifting. What we see is not what is sometimes. We have to remember that we can go from overwhelming to feeling peace, because this is the space where our hearts are opening. And there's energies in this time, you know, they're flowing and they're collaborating with us. And so, just like Archangel Michael said this morning, you know, trust and believe. The angels believe in us. Michael has always referred to all of us that he says, you know, we're like shining lights of what anything is possible. When in the darkness, there's always that light that we can find. And he is with us. Call on all the archangels when the need arises. And they bring balance and harmony, which is another wonderful thing that the angels remind us that for our well-being, it's significant to be renewing ourselves every day, releasing that energy that it no longer is needed, like Gabriel says, energies that we pick up from others. So the suggestion is, again, just surround yourself in beautiful golden light. I love to suggest the violet light, which protects us, which is the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Sathkiel, who work together, bringing, you know, those lower energies and transforming them to higher light. So that was the message from the angels. And don't you love it, Bev? The way it just completely complements, yes, what you were sharing.
I just love, you know, I think that's so timely too, about letting go of all things. I don't know astrology. I wish I did. I know you had our friend Mark Dodich on a little while.
I had. Mark has been on several times.
Yeah. And so much of it seems to me like what's happening astrologically now, and the little bit I know about it, it has a great deal to do with release and letting go and making space for the new. So I love hearing what you're saying.
It is so true. And the time feels, you know, the time feels like we're opening up much more consciousness, and yes, you can see that, don't you, with other people and so many light workers now, you know, opening up and talking about the light and talking about releasing what we don't need, bringing in your spirit guides, your angels. It's very, very important. Don't you think, Bev, and I think you can mention this a little bit, how can people get to know their guides? I mean, I know I tell everyone, you know, get to know your guardian angels, but we also have guides.
Yes.
Help us.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that so many traditions have the idea of an ally of some kind, a guide, or, you know, whatever they might call it. Several of the mystical traditions have allies, guides. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And really, it's like any other good relationship. You listen, you talk, you let them know when you're, you know. So our prayers go only to God. Our prayers go to God, and yes, our guides are there to help us navigate and to remember who we are. And so, you know, paying attention to your guide, to ask, to engage in a conversation, to ask questions, and then to listen. And for the most part, you know that you're connecting with your guide when you have that lightness of being, that sense of humor. Mm-hmm. That when you're actually having a real conversation, and I've described it before, as you would with any person that you want to have a good relationship with, you're polite, you say thank you, and, mm-hmm, and you treat it as a relationship.
Exactly. I'm going to interrupt you a bit because I think we have a caller on line one, David.
Yes.
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Very good. Nice to hear from you.
Okay.
Do you have a question for us?
Well, just a general question. I know your program is almost up. I just wanted to ask mm-hmm, if you could give me some insight in terms of what's happening right now in the world, or I guess in the U.S. There's a lot of conflict, and I don't know if it's a phase that we're working out or if there's something, you know, that's just cyclical happening.
Well, I'm going to give you, David, just a short message. And I chose the Archangel Michael cards because he indicated to do this. Maybe Bev can help me add later. But so the first thing you know, what happens in the world, and again, the angels are saying there's energies changing, there's a cleansing, there's a purification. I don't want to include the biblical because I can't talk about that at this time because I'm not very certain. But the first thing they want you to know is that the way you perceive yourself, you can start perceiving the world. You are definitely protected. So this is about you right now. They want you to know that you are protected by the angels. Your family and your loved ones are being taken care of. They ask you to maybe believe and trust more in what you could radiate out towards others. You know, they're asking that even any of us, but if you would like to do this, you can imagine, because our imagination is our intuition, 4 archangels on each part of the world and in each country. You can go and put them as posts, these great archangels of posts that can help us, because that would be the solution. The solution is to radiate love towards others and to radiate the power of the divine. And that is what everyone needs at this time. So they're saying that you have an inner guidance, that you know what is real and you know what is trustworthy. So you need to know that everything is unfolding in a certain way that you understand. And you have to just bless everyone around you. You have to bless what's happening and know that all will become for the highest good. It's you know, okay. The only thing they're telling me is that you need to keep your eyes on your life purpose. You need to know that the details of the divine will take care of themselves, but you need to be aligned with your goals, with your divine identity, with your core center and your heart intention, asking for clear guidance. And so, you know, your actions are really the most important ones here, David. And whatever you believe, whatever you have in your heart, you're going to put out there.
Okay.
Would you add anything, Bev?
I love what you've said, and I agree. It feels to me, too, that like whatever you want more of, put your attention on whatever you want more of. Because we're getting so much contrast. We're certainly seeing a lot of not love, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're needing to see, okay, that's being played out almost like weather, and we're getting an opportunity to say, what's my intention? What do I choose? So the guides are really wanting us to be light around not the situation, but in our approach. And so what I heard was bring to the potluck what you want to enjoy. So it's bring what you want to see more of.
Okay.
Because what is happening, and it's difficult at times, you know, because we see the contrast that Bev is talking about. There is that contrast, but that contrast will become something different when you perceive it in a different way. And everyone will be guided with their spirit guides. And so that's how it goes. It's like one person to another. And you need to start radiating it from your heart towards others. And so remember that the archangels are really working closely with you, David.
So don't worry, be happy.
Yes.
That would be a good thing. Because yes. as you elevate that vibration, what you're doing is that then you pass it on to others, It's like a whole ripple effect. And so the vibration will start changing once we are all in that higher center.
Okay.
It's not denying what's happening, but it's saying, even though this is happening, I choose to resonate with love and joy.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. I love it.
Beautiful.
The angels really try to to take us, like you said, through the pathway that we have to go. You know, there's so much that we have to learn and understand, and it is difficult. You know, I've been trying not to watch, you know, everything that goes on. I don't put the TV on that much anymore, and I think I'm learning to do that because that's what they're indicating to me. But, you know, we have to work closely with our sensitivity, and we all get emotional, and it all affects us. But at the same time, you know, what is it that I can do?
Because we're not separate. So even if we're not hearing it on the news, we're feeling it. You know, we're feeling loss. We're feeling grief. And so being able to say, how can I be part of contributing, or how can I be part of a solution, you know, to bring something that may be helpful, even if it's just in our family, our town, our own little corner of consciousness.
And don't you think that's also part of listening to our intuitive feelings? Because
absolutely,
whatever we're feeling, is it affecting us as a whole?
Right. Definitely.
So try to change that feeling, and the whole will start evolving, will start changing. And so that's what the archangels are saying today. And I believe we are at the end of our time here. So I want to thank you so much, Beth, for being on the show.
Such a pleasure, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's wonderful to know that, you know, you give this wonderful service. You know, you're helping so much with your classes. Please give out your website and about your next class so everybody knows.
Well, thank you. That's bevmartin.com. And the next intuitive class called Listening Up to Divine Guidance is on December 7th here in Portland.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again. I want to thank all my listeners. Remember to surround yourself in this beautiful golden light and feel just the harmony and the balance that the angels want to give you. So until next time, thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you. Good night.